Grace and peace to you in the name of the coming Christ. Amen. When Joseph discovered that his fiancée Mary was with child, it very nearly broke his heart. Mary was obviously not the virtuous woman she had seemed. Joseph had once looked upon his young bride-to-be as the very image of wholesome innocence. Now, Joseph was shocked to find out differently. He sulked. How could he have been so wrong about her? Joseph's assumption, of course, was that Mary had slept with another man during their engagement period, and it left him feeling betrayed beyond words. When Mary had come to him and informed him that she was going to have a baby, at first, Joseph didn't believe her. Joseph didn't want to believe her. How could his sweet Mary be pregnant? She was only in her early teens. She had always acted so pure towards Joseph. And being a godly man, Joseph had always acted so properly towards her. He had never touched Mary in any inappropriate manner. He had always restrained himself from any sexual contact with Mary. Respecting God's commandment, Joseph's solemn intention was that Mary would be a virgin until the day he married her. Joseph had believed that this was Mary's intention too. And now he felt foolish for having believed all this. For having trusted Mary. Being older and wiser, Joseph had always looked upon his fiancée as young and naive, but suddenly it was Joseph that felt naive and gullible. In fact, Joseph's whole world was turned upside down. Everything changed after finding out that Mary was carrying a baby inside of her that was obviously not his own. Joseph could not get those disturbing images of Mary's unfaithfulness out of his head. And a kind of jealous paranoia set in as he began to rethink their entire past. Joseph wondered when this treachery might have occurred. Maybe it was why Mary had gone away for those long months into the hill country of Judea. Mary had told Joseph at the time that she was going there to help her relative Elizabeth during the last 3 months or so of her pregnancy. But now, as he thought back on it, had Mary actually gone away to hide her disgrace? Or was that where Mary had met the other man? All that Joseph really knew was that when Mary had left, everything was fine between them. And that when she returned, she was beginning to show. And soon the townspeople were going to figure it out that Mary was pregnant. Now that was embarrassing enough for Joseph. But what compounded his pain was that Mary had not been honest with him. Perhaps he could have accepted her lapse in moral judgment. Perhaps he could have gotten beyond it if only she had confessed her sins to him. If she had come clean. But instead, Mary made up some wild and fantastic story about a visit from an angel and an immaculate conception. She even had the nerve to tell Joseph that God had actually sanctioned the conception of her child. You see, Mary insisted that despite her very pregnant appearance, that she still had remained a virgin, for she had never been with a man. Mary even had the audacity to claim that this child inside of her was from God and was the Son of God. She actually talked to Joseph about how she hoped one day he too could rejoice in the birth of this baby. Now, Joseph was normally a very even-keeled man, but he had to hold back his anger as Mary offered this unbelievable explanation. I mean, think about it. What self-respecting man would believe such a story by his fiancée? How blind to the truth would you have to be to accept such a rationalization for her sin? It was bad enough that Mary was expecting someone else's child, but now she was using God to justify her own adulterous actions, and that made Joseph even angrier. Why drag God into this? Why add blasphemy to her list of sin? More had changed than just the shape of Mary's figure since Joseph had seen her last. This was not the same innocent girl that had completely pledged her love and loyalty to Joseph when they had gotten engaged. And Joseph's immediate reaction was no different than any man's reaction to infidelity. At first there was denial, and then there was jealousy, and then embarrassment, and then anger, and then full-blown rage, and then sadness and despair. And as he went through all these various stages of grief, like we all do, Joseph entertained also thoughts of retaliation. For according to the law of Moses, Joseph would have been well within his rights to expose Mary to public ridicule, to put her through a very embarrassing and open public divorce proceeding. For by Jewish law, Joseph was already considered her husband. For among the Hebrews, engagement was pretty much the equivalent of marriage. But after thinking it through, no matter what she had done to Joseph, Joseph could not do this to Mary. Yes, Joseph was angry. Joseph was very angry. But he was also a righteous man and unwilling to disgrace the woman that he had loved and put her to shame. Joseph prayed about it and resolved to divorce Mary quietly without bringing further public attention to her adultery. Now you have to understand something about the Eastern or Oriental mindset to understand the importance of Joseph's unwillingness to put Mary to shame. Western cultures really don't understand shame the way Eastern cultures do. Western culture traditionally is a guilt-based culture. When we in the Western half of the world do something that we know is wrong, we feel personal guilt over it. But that guilt is a private matter that affects the individual conscience. But in Eastern culture, they have a traditional shame-based culture. Eastern cultures feel more obligation to live by the rules and the expectations of their own social group. And so that when they violate their own community's social code of conduct, they feel shame for letting others down. Shame is more of a public emotion than is guilt. For shame impacts not only the interior life of the person, but shame affects that person's external status within their community. This is an important difference in the Eastern orientation towards life. If Joseph had chosen to publicly humiliate Mary and to put her to shame, Mary could not simply have changed addresses, and changed jobs and changed friends, and then got on with her life like those living in the West can. For that stigma would have followed Mary throughout her life, and it would have haunted her, and it would have been unbearable. In the early Eastern Judean culture, Mary would not have been able to recover from this. For now, she would have had no family, no friends, no lodging, no employment, and no place in that society. Women like this, who had become socially outcast, generally earned their living by prostitution. And as wounded as Joseph was, he could not subject Mary to that. He could not expose her to this kind of public shame with its harsh social stigma and its societal consequences. Now, we're not told how long it was between Joseph's discovery that Mary was in this maternal condition and the dream that he had. But there must have been at least some time lapse, because Joseph had enough time to work through both his grief and his anger and make his decision that he would divorce Mary quietly. And I guess that decision really shouldn't surprise us, because beyond being a godly man, Joseph had really loved Mary. He would have done anything for her. But Mary asked him to do the one thing that he couldn't do. She had asked him to believe the unbelievable. Mary had asked Joseph to believe that she remained a virgin and that the baby inside of her was from the Lord and was the Lord. How could this be? How could this be? How could this be? Those thoughts kept running through Joseph's mind as he drifted off to sleep. No doubt Joseph was probably exhausted, because he had spent many nights grieving over love lost, wondering what God would have him to do. But once he had made his decision, he drifted off into a deep sleep. And the next thing you know, God was addressing him through the voice of an angel. Even though he was fast asleep, later when he awoke, Joseph remembered why the angel had been in his dream. The angel was there to confirm Mary's unbelievable story, that she really was carrying a child who is the Lord. Mary had asked Joseph to believe the unbelievable, and now, on behalf of the Lord, the angel was commanding him to believe the unbelievable. The angel forcefully and factually says, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for what is conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit, and she will bear you a son, and you will call his name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins." And when Joseph awakes, he does exactly what the angel commands. Now, why? What caused such a complete turnaround that Joseph awakes and immediately reverses his decision and takes Mary as his wife? Well, you would say certainly the angel was impressive, and he did verify Mary's story. But then again, nothing that the angel said was rational or reasonable to our intellect. None of it made sense on a human level. Think about it. What was the message of the angel? A virgin was to conceive. The all-powerful God was to become this helpless, dependent baby. The world was going to think that Jesus was Joseph's son, when in reality he would be God's son. How can this be? You know, the irony here is that what appeared as an act of betrayal and adultery on the part of Mary was really God being faithful to us and fulfilling an ancient promise. For the birth of Jesus Christ is really God's merciful plan of salvation, promised in the Old Testament and now unfolding in the New. And if that wasn't enough, the angel announced that God's Son was going to be born so that God could put him to death for our sins. God was assuming human flesh and form so that he could be punished in our place for punishment that we deserved. In essence, this God of the cradle would later become the God of the cross. And on that cross, God was going to punish himself for your sins. And he was going to free you from sin and shame and guilt and death and devil. Unbelievable. And you know what makes this so unbelievable? Is that you and I are the guilty ones. We are really the outcast who should face the shame of being cast out of God's sight forever. We are the ones who have been unfaithful to God, for far too often we chase after other gods, that is, other things in life ahead of God. Like a married woman chasing after men and cheating on her husband. Now, Mary was innocent of all of these accusations. However, you and I are not. We betray God daily. As often as we choose sin over obedience to him. And yet, because of his great and undeserved love for us, God was determined in Christ to forgive our unfaithfulness, to restore our relationship to him, and so that he could look at us as innocent in his eyes. And so in the mystery of the gospel, God is asking us to believe in a plan of salvation that seems so fantastic and wild that it seems unbelievable. Joseph believed only because God empowered him to believe. Faith in the gospel allowed Joseph to set aside his erroneous conclusions about Mary and now accept God's interpretation of the event. For while these things seem impossible, Joseph realized that with God all things are possible, even a virgin birth. And so Joseph subordinated himself to what God's revelation said. Being a believer, Joseph was able to connect the dots. As he remembered Isaiah 7:14, he remembered how the Lord had foretold this, that a virgin would conceive and bear a son who would be God with us. By believing this unbelievable promise, Joseph would elevate the scripture above his own understanding. For finally, my friends in Christ, what God says and what God does is far more important than what you and I say or do or think. And no matter how unbelievable, no matter how unlikely Mary's story might have seemed, Joseph now understood it was true. The virgin birth is God's truth, and it is to be believed. The virgin birth is God's miracle. God becoming a man is a mystery that God wants you to believe. even if you can't articulate it, even if you can't fully comprehend it. For God is also calling you to believe in the unbelievable, that God is with you, that God is for you in Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.